The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is by leveraging social media. And the best place to leverage your social media is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. No, you don't need to be a gorgeous fitness model. No, you don't have to be great on camera. It is easier than ever to grow your Instagram account, but you need to understand how. It's not that difficult. In fact, you're probably wasting so much time on Instagram right now. And we want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. I invite you to join us. We have a monthly membership. It's insane. It is the best priced training mentorship on the interwebs, if I do say so myself. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple. And we look forward to seeing you on our next live training. Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Have you ever thought about becoming an influencer, but also questioned if you had what it takes? Like, have you thought, gosh, I have to have a big following, or I've got to look really cute on camera. I've got to be this perfect put together person with tons of followers. Well, today's episode is going to put all of those myths and turn them upside down. Today, I've got a gal who you're going to love hearing from. Her name is Erica. And she just didn't feel like she could relate to all the, you know, bounce back quick after baby, super cute influencer moms online. And in fact, she found that following a lot of these types of people and types of accounts started to make her feel worse about herself. And she wondered if there weren't other moms out there who felt the same. So she decided to create her own Facebook community. In a matter of just a few years, she took what was like an unmet need and created a Facebook group with, you know, just like 60 women. And before long, that group grew into a very powerful community with over 50,000 women, no drama. And she has created a full-time income from this. It's incredible. She's really become the new face of the mommy influencer. It's just not what you expect. And so we're going to bust open a lot of the myths and misconceptions that you might have about what it takes to be an influencer, what you need to look like, how you need to be, how much time it takes, like all the things. You're going to hear so many cool ideas from Erica. And some things I want you to take away from this is, number one, it doesn't take over her life. Number two, she doesn't need to be on all the platforms. Number three, she has really embodied and embraced the concept of using a small team to help her grow a big dream. Without further ado, Erica Marie. Erica, thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing your story, because I think it's going to inspire a lot of people. And I hope that we are able to kind of open up people's minds to possibilities. I want to start by just asking, how do you describe yourself? Like when someone says, so what do you do?
Well, thank you for having me. I think that's like the label is kind of hard, because like the word influencer feels so fancy. It feels like, oh, I've got a million followers, and I don't. Mm-hmm. I kind of just say I've got a Facebook deals group and I'm on Instagram and I share deals I find online.
Yeah. I think that's one thing that most entrepreneurs struggle with, because we've been told, oh, you've got to be able to you know, have your elevator pitch and tell people what you do in one sentence. And personally, I find it depends on the environment that I'm in. You know, like yes. if you're at your kid's soccer game, you say one thing versus if you're with a group of entrepreneurs or people who understand online marketing, you say something else. So I don't know if that's true for most people, but I never know what to say when people say, what you do? I go, I don't really know a lot of things.
Exactly. You know? It's exactly how I feel.
So at what point did you begin thinking about taking your own interests and your own passions, even before you figured out how to monetize it? At what point did you realize, like, I want to talk about this, and I want to see if there's other people who are struggling with the same or even share the same interests that I have?
Okay, yeah. So if start off, I was a very small person my whole life. I was 125 pounds after having four kids, and I'm 5'5". And I had health problems that led to a lot of weight gain, and I went from a 0 to a 12 overnight. Wow. And everyone I saw online was a size 0. Like, everybody was tiny, and I just didn't relate. I was looking at people's posts, and I think the one that got me, I was in someone's group, and her post was, here is my favorite tummy control dress. And I was like, who, like, really tummy control? No, 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 size 0.
You're like, but then where's I thought, the tummy?
You're right. Then I'm like, well, maybe she's got loose skin. You never know. And her very next post was a picture of her selling her bikini. And I just couldn't relate. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't do that. There needs to be someone for people like me to look at, so we don't feel like we're constantly comparing ourselves, because it made me feel bad about myself.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes unintentionally, I don't think that people do this with intention, but you look at what other people are doing and how quickly they bounce back after baby. And so much of social media is image. So I totally get that. And so then what were you doing at the time for a job?
I am lucky to be a stay-at-home mom. My husband has supported us, but I've tried a million things. So I've done, like, Beachbody, I've done Isagenics, I've done bracelets. I've had that spirit where I needed to do something. Yeah. I just didn't know what it was, because everything I was doing, I was looking for the dollar. Mm. And then when I finally thought of this, I felt like I had a passion, like I had a purpose. It wasn't just to make a dollar. I just knew that those of us girls who were size 12, I'm a 16 now, we need some help too. And we need someone to look at and some deals to be found.
I love that. So it's really like about finding deals and shopping and things that made you feel good. And so was the first step to create a Facebook group, or did you just start talking about these things on Instagram or on your social media platforms?
So I started on Facebook, although most people were on Instagram. I was not feeling secure and confident there.
Sure.
I just went on Facebook and I was like, hey, if I do an Amazon deals group, who would be in? It's going to be women only. It's going to be positive only. Like, let's go. And 40 people said yes. And we started a Facebook group. Wow. Just like that.
And so you're running it. And how would you describe an Amazon deals group? I've never heard that term before.
So it started basically, I have a Facebook group. And at this point, I hardly had any pictures. I didn't have money to invest in it. So I would look, I'd scour Amazon all day and just look for things on sale. And I would take a screenshot of the product. I'd post it in my group and I'd say, here it is for sale. I always look for-
Meaning like, this is something that I like. This is something that a deal that I found. And here's my Amazon link.
Yes.
Okay. So you were using an Amazon affiliate link, I assume?
Yes, an Amazon affiliate link.
Okay. So you've just got 40 people in there. And are you sharing things that are, like, specific to mom, or is it all fashion?
It was mostly just mom things, mostly clothes things. I've tried to do cuter stuff. I've seen a lot of groups where I felt that the stuff was junky. It was just cheap and junky. And I wanted to be more like an influencer kind of style, as opposed to just a junk group. So kind of tried a hybrid between the two. And it was just things I liked. I always made sure that it had at least 4 or better stars. I always read the reviews, because, you know, reviews can be faked. And I always made sure everything was prime with free returns, so it's easy in case someone doesn't like it.
Yeah. Okay. And so how long before this group starts really being fulfilling and you see it start to grow?
It started to grow pretty quickly. I started posting my pictures, and I really asked everybody to post their own pictures. I said, we are all different shapes and sizes, and we all need someone to relate to. So I encouraged people and asked people to, like, show your stuff. Let's help each other out. And then people organically started inviting friends. I did giveaways, and I said, like, let's start inviting friends. And it's just started growing by word of mouth.
So let me ask you, when you say, ahead. I ask people to share photos, meaning if you've purchased this sweater, blouse, et cetera, post a photo of yourself wearing it and why you love it. That's what you mean?
I mean like that, or if you have purchased, because at this point I was only Amazon. If you've purchased anything on Amazon, if you have a favorite pair of scissors, take a picture and post it.
Okay.
Like, at, you know, everybody just wanted to help me out. I think we all just wanted to help each other.
Now, the people who are listening who are thinking about your affiliate link, if I've got people in the group who are sharing their affiliate links, then how okay. So they share the scissors or whatever, then you're saying, were they not able to post their own link, or is it just explain that for us?
So I have a system in our group, and I have a pinned post and I remind people. So the people who've been there a while know what to do. Basically, you take a photo and you write a blurb of what you want to say.
Okay.
You make a post and then you make a second post with just the link.
Okay.
When I have time, I have my assistants go through it. They convert that link into my Amazon link. Then they approve the post and they add our link in the first comment and just say, hey, can you, when you have a chance, can you edit your post and add our link to it?
That's great. I love a system. Love a system. I love hearing you've got assistants.
Thank you.
You need that because you've got kids.
Yes. Right? Oh, no. I always say, I tell everybody, help for hire. I don't know what it's actually called, but your program, help for hire about assistants, is the best purchase I've probably ever made in my life.
Oh, that's amazing. I love hearing that, you know, and it's one of those things that people think, oh, I've got to be, my business needs to be making X amount of dollars before I can have help. And I'm always like, it's kind of the reverse. You kind of need at least one person helping you, one very perhaps part-time temporary person at first to get ahead, to make that extra money. Okay, yes. So I love this. It starts growing. When you say that you start doing giveaways to encourage new members, because obviously the size of the group is going to grow the size of your business. So what do you mean by doing giveaways?
So we've done grow the group giveaways. Like when we hit 1,000 members, I'll do a gift card. Invite your friends to a random person who won.
Oh, and that's selection. Okay.
Actually the first thing that I hired someone to do for me, because picking a giveaway winner, I can't, like, I was trying to cut up people's names and put them in a hat and there were too many. It was overwhelming. And I'm like, I hate this. This is where I'm going to have my breaking point and hire someone to help me. And so now my assistants, I don't even know how they choose it. They just choose a winner. They have their random systems and they go.
Okay. And so you're saying, hey, when we reach this number of people, there'll be a giveaway. And that's usually what you do, is like just a random selection. Somebody wins a prize. And how often do you do a growth giveaway?
I have not done one in a long time, but in the beginning I used to do them. Right now I'll do giveaways for participating in the group. You know, the top couple people who are active in the group will have a giveaway. Someone who's posted, I think right now we're having like beauty and fashion posts. Every beauty and fashion post you make, you're entered into a giveaway. If I post a new reel sometimes on Instagram, because I'm trying to transition to Instagram, hey, go comment on my last reel and you'll be entered into a giveaway. So I've kind of changed how I do the giveaways. But we always have something going on. I always am giving to the group and trying my best to help out.
Erica, when did you start the group? What year was that?
I believe it's 4 years ago.
Okay. And what size has it grown to today?
I think we're at 53,000
women. 53,000.
And it's all women. And we have no drama. I have no tolerance for drama.
Not possible. Walk us. Let's do a little left turn here and tell us how do you keep a group drama free?
I have a zero tolerance policy. If you're a dick, I kick you out. Am I allowed to say that? Sorry. If you're a jerk, I kick you out.
Absolutely. We all know what that means.
Yeah. If you give side eye, like I have no tolerance for it at all. Yeah, there's no like warning. You're just out. Everybody knows how I run the group, but peace out.
I love that. Yeah. And that makes it safe for people. Yeah. You know?
And I talk about this, pictures of me. I'm a size 16. There's pictures of me in my bathing suit. Some women are posting pictures in their bras to show their bras. I've had women who say this is the first time they've worn shorts in years. So we can't have drama. If it's not a safe place, it wouldn't work. So it's really, really important to make sure it's drama free. And that's why I don't give chances.
I think the average person, when they think about these, or they hear that there's more opportunities now today for just about anyone to become an influencer, I think there's still this stereotypical belief that she has long blonde hair, she has a tan giant hat that she wears all the time, and she only dresses in cream, and her children also only wear shades of cream and beige, and her house is perfect, and she's got beautiful big white teeth, and she is selling flat tummy tea. You know, like I think there's this belief that, like, ooh, first of all, I need to be gorgeous. I need to be really great on camera. I need to have a perfect life. That's what an influencer is. And you are really, I think, an important person for us to understand. Like, first of all, you didn't approach this from a, like, I want to be an influencer. You're like, I want to create a group where I can have some influence, where we can influence each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's really powerful. You know, another thing that we always talk about is, like, you've got to figure out, like, what problem it is you solve. But would you say that you're solving a problem? You solved a problem for people?
I think I have. I think I've made a place that people can feel seen. They can post with safely. They feel heard. I do allow them. If you find something you don't like, I let you post it because I want to know that it sucks. So I don't post it again. So I make you feel seen. I make you feel heard. And I give you someone to relate to. If it's not me, there's all different heights and sizes and ethnicities posting in the group. So I try to really create a sense of community as opposed to just post.
Hey, yo, I wanted to interrupt really quickly to invite you to the most poppin', most fun, most engaging, most informative, most educational, most enjoyable weekend, probably of your entire year, if not the most fun you've had since before March of 2020. And I'm talking about the Marketing Impact Academy live event, which is taking place in Southern California from October 14th through the 16th, where my mom, myself, and a bunch of other industry-leading experts are going to be teaching you about YouTube, Instagram, Facebook groups, Pinterest, and so much more. And I've been to dozens of events, and I got to tell you that none of them compare to MIA Live. Of course, I'm biased because it's my family, but every single year, I look forward to MIA Live like it's Christmas. It's seriously the best time of the year, and it's so much fun. I mean, we have so many dance parties and random dance breaks. You're going to get a full workout every single day attending this conference, and you're going to walk away with so much valuable information, and not just a long list of notes in a notebook, but actual tangible things, reels that have been created, posts that have been made, and strategies that you have already implemented by the end of the weekend. MIA Live is currently available for more than 50% off. You can attend the entire weekend for just $8.99 by visiting shaleen.com/live. And that rate is available until September 14th. Again, the live event dates are October 14th through the 16th. It's a Friday through a Sunday in Southern California. You're going to be right next to Disneyland, right next to the beach, and you're going to have the best flipping time of your life. So again, just click the link down in the show notes or visit Shaleen, which is Chaleene.com/live, L-I-V-E. And I am so excited to see you here in Southern California in the middle of October.
And how often are you posting some kind of a link in the group?
I think my team posts about 40 a day.
40.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
When we started, when it was just me, I was working pretty much 16 hours a day, posting like hundreds of links from before I got out of bed till I was still posting as I was going to bed. I did not take a break at all until I got an assistance and systems. And so it's nice to be able to do just 40. Yeah.
Because you've got 50,000 people and they're not all in there all the time, do you find you can repost some of the, like, oh, this is one that everybody loves, everybody needs these leggings, you know, we haven't posted them in a certain amount of time, and you are able to repurpose that content?
Yes. So we definitely have group favorites that we post regularly. And I think I've learned, I don't know if it's like they say it takes like 7 or 12 touches with something before you buy. You need to see it more than once. So we do, sometimes we'll start with a fake photo from Amazon or like a stock photo. And if people like it, then I'll buy it. So then you'll see it, the stock photo, then you'll see it on me. Then I request people to show pictures. So sometimes you'll see it on them. Or sometimes it's just a stock photo over and over. If it's something that's doing well, we definitely post it more times.
So cool. Okay, so I'm not sure if you're comfortable talking about earnings, but at what point did you start to go like, wait a second, this is taking off and I'm making nice money from it?
Ooh, I think that was maybe after about 2 years, maybe a little bit more than 2 years. I think my thing was when I was starting to make money, I continue to invest back. I do more gift cards. I have a team in the Philippines. There are six ladies, and they're part of my passion. So when I do well, like I do well, you do well is what I always tell them. So when I do better, they get bonuses, they get salary increases. So I think maybe the last 2 years is when I've noticed I'm actually bringing something home as well.
Nice. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. And do you have plans to expand this in some way? Would you start a different Facebook group? Tell me what it is you have in store on the horizon.
We've thought about doing a public group. Our group is private. Amazon doesn't allow that anymore.
What does that mean?
So right now you have to be a public group.
Why does Amazon, like, to me, I don't understand this. I think, well, it's a Facebook group. So mm-hmm. it's monitored by Facebook or Meta's guidelines for community. And you can have a private Facebook group. And what you post about is up to you. Like, huh?
No, Amazon has so many rules. So many rules. You can't have the word Amazon in your group. You can't have the word Prime in the group. You can't say how many reviews an item has. You can't say how many stars an item has. There's a ton of rules. So
really?
We actually have Amazon workers in our group looking over me. And I've been in trouble a couple times. And they will tell you what you've done wrong, and you have a short amount of time to fix it, or they'll take your account away.
That is news to me. Good to know. How did you learn that? How did you learn the, you know, ins and outs and the rules and community guidelines with regard to Amazon?
So for me, I was kind of trial and error and Googling and calling the Amazon hotline all the time. I started before COVID, so people actually used to work at Amazon and they'd answer the phones. Now it's a lot harder to ask questions.
Yeah.
But there are Facebook groups for affiliates, and they all kind of help each other out. But when I started, I just kind of made it up as I went along. I got kicked out of the program so many times in the beginning. So that is something, like, if you try it and you get kicked out, you can just reapply. They don't hold your kick out against you. You just mm-hmm. reapply and you try again. And
so what is the thinking or strategy behind just doing Amazon? Is it because that's how you've kind of described the group to those who join? Because I would think, you know, now that you've got this kind of influence, that there are other places where you shop, other things that you use in your home that are not from Amazon, which might have a better commission or affiliate rate. So why just Amazon?
Okay, so I don't do just Amazon now. That was the easiest thing to get approved when I started. I do like Amazon because they pay the fastest. Nordstrom takes 9 months to pay me.
Jeez.
Amazon takes 2 months to pay me. And like I'm trying to figure out where we want to go with this, because there's the Amazon program, and then Amazon on top of the program, they have the influencer program, which has separate programs for beauty, fashion, and home.
Tell us, break that down for us. I think people are going to be interested in this.
So once you're in the influencer program, you're supposed to get an invite after you get about $2,000 a month worth of sales.
Is that gross?
Total. Yes. Yeah. So like if I'm selling $2,000 worth of product in mm-hmm. beauty is supposed to reach out to me. They did not reach out to me until I was really selling like $30,000 a month. So
when you're selling a gross of 30K, can you share with us, and maybe this is private information, what the commission percentage is or the range?
Okay, so this is where we were going to go, is when you're not in the special program, before they reached out to me, I made 3%, which is nothing when I'm selling you a $10 lipstick.
Right.
Once they invited me to the program, I make between 8 and 20% depending on the item. So it is a complete game changer being this program.
Yeah. And is the being the, do they call it the influencer program?
So they have the influencer program, and that is what you apply to.
Okay.
And then after a while, I just randomly got an email saying, this is Amazon Beauty. We'd like to invite you to the beauty program. And what we're going to do is we're going to have goals. So they start you off with a $2,000 a month goal, and they move it up and up and up. So your goal comes with a certain commission rate, and it also comes with gift cards to purchase more stuff, and it comes with bonuses. Mm. So I get, like, if I hit my goal every month, I get a flat bonus, I get the higher commission, and I get a $500 gift card to buy beauty products on Amazon.
To be clear, did you have to, I mean, they reach out to you, and
yes.
I think you just mentioned that they're supposed to reach out to you, but could somebody apply?
So they reached out to me, the fashion reached out to me, and the home program did not. So basically I stalked their emails to try to find out who was in charge of the home program, because nobody really seems to want to give the information. I still think there's like a little bit of competitiveness going on. So I basically stalked the home emails. I found the person, I believe his name is Brian George. I've sent him probably 5 emails before he responded to me. And I kept saying, here's my sales. Like, let me join the home program. And he just let me join last month.
Wow. Okay. When you are posting and trying to figure out like what things are going to earn you the greatest commission, right? And you're looking at this now as a business and obviously serving your community, because you have to balance those things, right? Because if you're not posting things that people like really find great deals and they really like, then you're going to lose, people aren't going to recommend their friends to join the group. Where is the biggest profit margin for you? And at the same time, you're delivering content that you know your audience really wants and needs.
Can you do a whole another podcast with my assistant, Angela? She can answer all of those questions.
Nice.
We call Angela my boss, even though I'm technically her boss. She does all of the analytics, the statistics. Ah. She makes the systems. She tells us these things. I am kind of a passionate person. I'm like, that's ugly. And they're like, but your group loves it. We're posting it anyway. Yeah, they kind of override me. Mm-hmm. My brain doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. I do know that we sell a lot of $2 pencils. My commission for $2 pencils is nothing, but we sell a lot of them and it gets people to engage in our post. And then people.
Why $2 pencils? What's the deal?
It's back to school and people want a deal. And people, I think they just want to buy something. You're in a group and you just want to buy something and it's $2. So you buy it. So say, Shalene, you're in my group and you're like, oh, I want these $2 pencils. While you're on Amazon, you're in there, you've added the pencils to cart, or you don't. Even if you don't add the pencils to cart, you can go be like, I need a swimsuit. And you get a swimsuit. And you're like, I need some pillows. And you buy all this stuff. You forget the $2 pencils. I get commission for everything you put in your cart after clicking my link.
From just that visit to the link or into the future?
It's supposed to be, I think it's 24 hours. I'm not sure. They change the date all the time. But people who are usually in Facebook groups, they're in other people's Facebook groups. So you know, once you click out of mine and you click someone else's link or like BuzzFeed, people will go to BuzzFeed all the time. So whoever's link you click last, that's the person who gets the commission.
Okay. You mentioned in our pre-interview, I said, you know, is there a tip that you just think, gosh, you need to know about this because it makes a huge difference? And you had mentioned reward style.
Okay.
Can you explain that to us?
Okay. So reward style is now called Like to Know It or LTK.
Yes.
It is like, it's like a fashion Pinterest almost.
Yeah.
It's basically a shopping Pinterest.
Why does it intimidate me so much when I see LTK? Like I'm literally like, no. Like I get lost when I see an LTK link.
It's a lot. Because you go there and it's kind of overwhelming. I find it kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
But instead of always making a collage and putting it on an LTK platform. So I kind of use, I'm trying to think of how I do it. I convert a link to an LTK link instead of an Amazon link. It's still going to take you to the same item in Amazon. But I think LTK gets a little kickback from it.
Okay.
What is neat about that is LTK tracks. Oh, wow. Erica's selling a whole bunch of school supplies. And what they did is they connected me to Target and Walmart, who I wasn't even selling. Target and Walmart reached out to me through LTK and they said, we want to collaborate with you. We're willing to pay. You want dollars? Because they offered me $850 for one Instagram post and 4 Instagram story slides.
And how many Instagram followers do you have?
I have like, I think 11,000.
Okay. Love this.
So they're just, what they do is they see all of my analytics of what I'm selling, even though I'm mostly selling Amazon.
Yeah.
And they, LTK is saying, okay, who can she collaborate with? They're setting up sponsored posts. Do you want to discuss sponsored versus affiliate links? Is that something people know?
Absolutely. Because these are all the different streams of income. When we talk about being really making full-time income as an influencer, I want people to understand that there's so many different ways to do it. So you've got this Facebook group, you've also got LTK, and then there are affiliate relationships, there are sponsored posts, and there are affiliate links. So sure, break those down for us.
Okay. So an affiliate link would be like if I go and I'm like, okay, look at this shirt I'm wearing. This is cute. I actually really did get it on Amazon.
I really like that necklace. Can I get the link to that?
Yeah. And then here's my Amazon link. You can go buy the shirt. I get a commission for this shirt or whatever you buy.
Okay.
A sponsored post is Target's asking me, Erica, we need you to make a post. We're going to pay you X amount of dollars and you're going to get commission on top of that.
Oh, so when I have on top of it.
So I do get commission on top of it. It's a lot more hoops to jump through. I also give my assistant, on top of her salary, I give her a 10% bonus of any things that we work out together because it's a lot behind the scenes. Sure. Sometimes these things are 3 pages long of rules. It's a lot. I don't even know how to do them. I don't know how to upload. You have to send them. You record your stories ahead of time, which for me does not feel authentic. And I pride myself on being authentic.
Yeah.
You record your stories ahead of time. You send them for approval. You have to make sure you have the right hashtags. You have the right captions. And you send everything ahead of time.
Now, I know about your personality, because you've told me this, that you don't like to be told what to do and you don't like rules.
No.
So how, because I'm thinking about the first time somebody sends back to me, like, these aren't good enough, redo them. I'd be like, I'm done. I quit. You know? So how do you handle it? The taking constructive feedback?
I haven't had too much negativity because my assistant checks all of the boxes. So she goes from Walmart speak to Erica speak. And she makes me bullet points and she just knows how my brain works. Mm-hmm. So she's like, she'll put a headshot, a subtitle, and it'll say something like photo and all the rules for the photo. Then she'll put the next one, it'll say caption and all the things I'm supposed to say in the caption. I do refuse. I will not use someone else's words. That mm-hmm. is one thing I insist on. If you want me to read a speech, we're not a good partnership. And I turn down people a lot.
And any smart brand is going to know that they're going to get a much better conversion and a stronger relationship when they let you do what you know how to do.
Yes. Yes. So my assistant, Angela, she makes it work for me. I think one of my only things was Erin had contacted me to come talk to you and she wanted me to send a business plan. I didn't know what that was. And Walmart wanted me to take photos at the gas station. At the same time as that was the night that Prime Day was going to start, like in 5 hours. So I was like, oh, we went through all that. And then they're like, oh, never mind. We don't want photos at mobile gas station anymore.
Why are we at a gas station? What was that?
The Walmart program has a discount on gas if you use certain gas stations. But they decided to take that part out of our ad. So I was kind of a little bit flustered. So I've had like them say, oh, we're not going to use this, but they haven't asked me to actually reshoot. So I didn't do anything wrong on my side because my assistant had my back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. So really using Facebook, now Instagram. Mm-hmm. What about doing, you know, YouTube videos? Is it a matter of bandwidth or is it a matter of like just having your peace of mind? I am sensing from you already that you really understand the value of systems and figuring out how to pay people well to help you scale versus working yourself into the ground to scale. Because, you know, you have those options, people. You know, those are your options. You can scale by working more hours or you can scale by investing in team. So when I think about an influencer who's killing it on one platform, I'm sure the temptation there is then like, okay, do we need to be on Pinterest? Do we need to be on YouTube? Talk to me about your strategy when it comes to expansion.
Okay. So I have 4 kids. My little one has some extra needs. I have health problems. We have a lot of life going on and I'm trying to focus on one thing. So what I did is I focused, I think this is a Market Impact Academy thing. I think you said, find one thing and that's your season. So my first season was Facebook. I got Facebook down. I know what I'm doing there and I can have my assistants pretty much run most of it. So now I'm learning Instagram and it's just not natural for me and it's taking me a while. So that's my season right now is to learn Instagram. So then I'll have Instagram and Facebook. On top of that, typically I was thinking like, oh, well, we should do to TikTok. We should do, I'm doing it, but my brain gets overwhelmed. So right now I'm like, I know it's easy just to do one to the other, but that's just not how my head works.
Can I ask you then, because I think a lot of us entrepreneurs, just, and I don't want to say moms in particular, because I don't know if dads go through this too, but it's really hard to block out the noise and the temptation to do more. Because absolutely, you could be making more money if you're on YouTube. You could be making more money if you were also doing the same thing on TikTok. And you hear about people who are blowing up on whatever, Pinterest. What things do you say to yourself to keep you focused so that you don't fall into the trap of like, okay, I need to be doing more?
Again, can I say Angela?
Yeah.
So basically, I'm an idea person. I come up with a million ideas, but follow through has been a struggle. Systems is a struggle. So I message Angela with like 100 ideas a week. Her job partially is to come back and say, Erica, we can do this. We can do that. I'm not up to hiring, training a new assistant because, you know, Angela's going to be the one training her. Like, mm-hmm. we've got enough going on. It's just she holds some of my ideas back and keeps mm-hmm. me not crazy. But also, my grandmother used to always say, you have to take care of number one to take care of number two. You mm-hmm. cannot take care of everybody if you're not taking care of yourself. Yeah. And my mental health is something that I think about a lot. And I have to just stay where I can mentally. In my head, I'm like, I should be on Pinterest. And oh my gosh, I've only done one newsletter in the last 2 months. And I need to grow my email list. And I need to do my website. And I need to do these things. But the fact of the day is I make most of my money in our Facebook group. And I need to be mentally healthy for my children. And the rest is vanity. Mm. Like, I'm dying to grow my Instagram. It kills me seeing people like they just blow up overnight and they have a ton of followers and they're getting the claps and they're getting, but really the amount of money I make on Facebook. I mean, if I compared the sizes of like when my Facebook had 11,000 people to my Instagram at 11,000 people, you can't even compare it. It's just what works naturally for me. Yeah. And I have to be a mentally healthy person.
Oh, girl, snaps. I mean, like this, we need to hear this message over and over and over again, because every day there are more opportunities. Every day we see more people going viral. Every day you hear people saying, oh, this is super easy. You need to be doing that. You need to be doing that. But what I hear you saying is it's enough. And I'm wildly blessed and yes. I'm healthy and I enjoy my life and I enjoy the people that I work with and I have these systems in place. And someday it may be more, but this is enough right now because my mental health and my family's health comes first.
Yes.
And I think we need to hear this more often because all of us struggle with that. It's so easy to feel like you said, to be sucked in by the vanity of it, to be sucked in by like, oh, you could be fill in the blank doing more.
Yes.
You know, so I love that. So if there's somebody who's listening and wants to join the group, I know it's women only at this point.
Swimming only.
How would they join this group?
We are on Facebook and it's called Erica's Deals and Finds. It's just a private group. You'll see a picture of me and just click join. It'll ask you a couple of questions. It'll ask for your email. It'll ask if you're female and it'll ask how you've heard about us.
That's fun. I will make it super easy for people and put a link below this. Any advice you have for that woman or gentleman, whoever it is, who's like, you know, I have things I want to recommend. I have a community that I wanted to put together. I would love to do this. Who is it not right for? Who's that person where you're like, you know what? It might not be your thing if you can't handle XYZ.
You have to have a tough skin. I have been told that I am too fat and too ugly and too loud and I have too many typos to ever do this. So you have to have a thick skin. You have to either be super organized or you have to be willing to hire someone to be super organized.
Love that.
Obviously, I'm not super organized. I got Angela. You have to remember that when you start a business, you spend money before you make money. If you went out and bought a McDonald's franchise, you're spending tons of money.
Yeah.
So if you're expecting to be rich tomorrow, that's just not going to happen. And you have to put your soul in it. I do see groups where all they do is they post link, 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 link. And there is no conversation happening. They're not telling any stories. They're not sharing of themselves. They're just trying to make a dollar. I really do try to connect people. I think that's something that I learned a lot with you. Aww. Is you and I are so different. Our lives are very different. But you share Bob's Alzheimer's when my grandma had Alzheimer's. Yeah. My dog died. Your Rocco passed away. They're both 16. My Chloe, your Rocco. So Brett has the neuropathy. I have nerve issues. So even though we're so different, when you share your life, I feel connected and we have so much in common.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm glad you said that because, you know, I'm just like, as you're saying that, I'm recognizing that when you do start to share your own stuff online, and I get this question all the time, like people be like, you know, why do you share everything? Well, I don't share everything, but I share things that I think somebody else might be going through it too, just to normalize it. And we forget that it's those pieces of us that help us to be relatable, that help other people to see themselves in us. And so it isn't always just about like talking about the Amazon deal or talking about the new scissors you bought. It's life and it's who we are. And that helps us to trust, right? Because if that trust isn't there, no one's buying anything.
That's true. And it's the buying. And I feel like we as women, we need a community. We are so desperate for friends who we feel. I have so many women who say like, I have no friends. I have no one to invite. I feel, you know, I think that sense of community is just so desperately needed, and to relate to someone instead of being Instagram perfect. You see so much Instagram perfect that it makes a lot of women feel alone.
Yeah.
And so my thing is, I started our group at my lowest point. I had just gained this weight. My identity before I felt was to be pretty. And so I lost my health. I gained all this weight. Who was I? And I just needed to connect with someone.
Wow.
And that's what I do.
It's pretty therapeutic for you at the same time.
It really has been amazingly therapeutic for me.
That's outstanding. And any word of advice or encouragement for that person who is in their own head about their appearance or about the type of influence? Do I deserve to be an influencer? Do I deserve to, you know, who am I to create a community or to be the leader of an online community like this? Any words of advice for them?
I think those are the people who need to do it the most. Because I think it's another thing, another Shalene, obviously I've been following you for 10 years, is you kind of said like your avatar or your person is someone who was you like 10 minutes ago or your before you learned your thing. Yep. So my appeal isn't to the person who's a size 2 with blonde hair and their kids' hairs combed every day. My person is like my Instagram. I'm talking every day about my drop-off stories and the hot mess that's going on at the school. So if you feel like, oh, there's no one like me, it's me, something's wrong with me, there's other people like you looking for someone. Everybody's waiting for someone else to do it. And we all need someone to relate to. So the more off or funky you feel about yourself, probably the more that we need you.
That is so profound. And I hope that the right person heard that and will take that advice because it gave me goosebumps. That's when I know it's like, okay, that's a tweetable.
Can you tell like I'm passionate? I'm sitting here.
I love it. Yes. And it's really important. And so thank you for sharing your strategies. Thank you for sharing your story and for continuing to inspire us. And thank you for really sharing and bringing through the message that it's really easy to get caught up in the next opportunity and to want to grow faster and to make more money and to be on the next platform. But I've said this for forever. There's every single social media platform has more than enough people on it to make you a millionaire. So you don't have to be on all of them. Your mental health and your family's health comes first. Erica, thanks for being here. How can we follow you on Instagram?
I am love.ericamarie. On Instagram. So love and then a period, Erica Marie.
Well, thanks again for being here.
Thank
Appreciate you.
Thank you.